Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 125. We're going to be reading through twice. The first time we read will be from the New Revised Standard Version and the second time we read is from the Amplified Bible. And these are both similar translations, they're both good for studies, but the Amplified, when you read through it, you'll see these square brackets and it's where it's explaining a bit more what that phrase or what that bit of text means. This is a song of ascent, as the previous psalms have been, which means people would be singing it and remembering it as they go to worship God at Jerusalem. So let's read together first from the NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time on and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous may not stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their own crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. And now we read again, but this time from the Amplified Bible. Those who trust in and rely on the Lord with confident expectation are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but remains forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land of the righteous, so that the righteous will not reach out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But as for those who turn aside to their crooked ways in unresponsiveness to God, the Lord will lead them away with those who do evil. Peace be upon Israel. So this is Psalm 125. It's another song of ascent. And all the psalms from, I think, 120 to 134 are songs of ascent. They're things which help us lift our eyes to the Lord, to remember who he is. Perhaps these were sang or spoken to one another. Perhaps they had a particular tune. And in this psalm, the psalmist is encouraging people, look, if you trust in God, if you rely on God, if you have a confident expectation, then you're like a mountain. And it's specifically Mount Zion, which is something that comes up again and again through the Bible and through Psalms. And it's a mountain which cannot be moved but abides forever. When we trust in God, when we believe in him, when we have confident expectation, or I would say that means faith in him, then we will remain with him forever. And as the mountains surround Jerusalem, God surrounds his people. And this isn't an intimidation kind of surrounding. He's not surrounding us like he's ganging up on us. But if your city is surrounded by mountains, you've got a natural defense. If anyone wants to attack you, then they have to come through the mountains. And who could come through God? And we've got this phrase, the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous. Well, what is the scepter of wickedness? Well, who has a scepter but a ruler? And we want our rulers to be people who do what is right and don't encourage people to do what is wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good. And in verse 5, but to those who turn aside, the Lord will lead away. And when we read about righteousness and justice and judgment through the book of the Psalms and through the Bible, it's always in these two ways. that there's an affirmation of what is good and a turning away or a destruction of what is evil. And we need both sides of those things for true righteousness. If we just punish evil but never build up what is good, we're going to end up in a land full of destruction. If we just build up what is good and we don't destroy what is evil, then we end up in a place with corruption around every corner where sin is so easy to fall into. And so the psalmist finishes, "Peace be upon Israel." And this is both talking about the place, it's surrounded by mountains and it's got peace because of who God is, and the people who dwell there. If there weren't any people there, why would they say, "Peace be upon Israel"? And so we pray for peace. Peace for the people who are upright in their hearts, who seek the Lord, who trust in him. We pray for peace. And we know that the world doesn't offer peace, but God does. Thank you for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. This has been Psalm 125. God bless you and goodbye.